Welcome to this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. James Preston, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you going, mate?
Not too bad, James. This Sunday will be the last Canberra Cup at Canberra.
Yeah, a bit of mixed emotions there, really. I mean, hopefully we can see racing continue with it. That's at Queanbeyi. We know for now it will transfer to Goulburn, but you'd like to see that potentially Canberra can overcome the current battles that it's happening and that we do get some more meetings there in the future. But yes, for the foreseeable future, this should be the last time we have Greyhound racing at Canberra. But look, they're certainly going out with a bang here. So typically you have the Canberra meetings with around about $12,000 of prize money, but there's a whopping $45K on offer here for all the races. There's 12 races to get through. And the main one that is getting so much of that prize money is race number 6. That's the Canberra Cup. And that'll be $14,000 the first, $5,000 the second, and then $3K to third. So plenty of money there. A good way to go out in many respects. And last year's champion was ironically champion model. And she has the chance to defend her crown here. She'll be running from box 7. But for mine, I know we both love this dog, Simon, Crash Bandicoot running from box 2. I think that will be the one that gets the goods there for race 6 in the Canberra Cup.
$260 at the moment with the tab, Fixed Odds, Crash Bandicoot. And I noticed one that's hard in the market is the first reserve. Royal Turbo is, in fact, the second favourite at $3.50. So I'd imagine if it gets the run, it'll be hard to beat as well.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see if it does get a run and, for that matter, what box it occupies. If I think it gets the rail draw there in box 1, if Nino D'Oro ends up being a scratching, you'll see a very, very tight finish, which could actually end up with Royal Turbo actually getting the victory. So if it does get a run and it gets that inside draw, I'd probably actually end up backing Royal Turbo.
Okay, so that's the Canberra Cup on Sunday. We'll have Kel O'Rourke's best bets for the card on Sky Sports Radio this Sunday morning at 11. Big Kel gearing up for it, no doubt. Now, let's take a look at tomorrow. We've got the Dubbo Cup. That's the feature race in New South Wales tomorrow afternoon. And Paul and Pam Braddon have got three runners engaged. They're going for their third straight win in the race.
Yeah, look, should be a really, really good day there at Dubbo, because obviously you've got probably the biggest race of the year on the Dubbo calendar in the form of the Dubbo Cup. And just before that one, in race 7, there's another massive race there, and that's the PNB Millo 0-2 wins final. That's worth the exact same amount of prize money. So they're both worth $10K. And for that one, I would say number 7, Nangar Gift, is probably likely to get that. But in terms of the Dubbo Cup itself, I mean, this is an absolute ripper of a field here, Simon. Just have a listen to this box draw. Midnight Treat, Little Digger, Dolly Street, Big Daddy B, Falcon's Fury, Ferrero Miss, Spring Jazz, Bogan Dooney, and then the reserves as Bogan Bombers and Arinka Milo. There's some big names in there. Falcon's Fury is certainly going to be pushing quite hard to try and get the win. I'm going to say Little Digger from box 2, who I thought was absolutely brilliant in the heats last week and definitely has some great pace. Probably for mine is the pick of the bunch.
So Falcon's Fury there for Paul Braddon is, I think, probably one of the fastest heat qualifiers, isn't it? Box 5 makes it a bit tough there?
Yeah, that's why I'm probably leaning a little more towards Little Digger. I think, once again, I mean, I know I've gone for the box 2 in the Canberra Cup as well, but it does seem to be that we're getting some very good dogs in that box 2, and it's close enough to the rail draw, and we know how important those rails are in these big kind of races when you have such an even field. Getting there first can often literally mean the difference between $25,000 if it's a Group 3 victory, or say $5,000. So there's huge money on the line. There's a lot of pressure on these dogs to perform. And obviously, it's such a tight field that just having that little bit of an advantage can put them there. And so for that reason, I think we'll see a Little Digger just edge out Falcon's Fury in this one. 5 boxes is always pretty difficult to run from as well.
So that's the Dubbo Cup tomorrow. Fast forward over to Saturday, and we've got the Nowra Puppy Classic on. Skywave's come up with box 1 and has gone up the $1.60 favourite.
Yeah, deserves to be favourite too. It was absolutely brilliant qualifying as well. Won at just 0.22 seconds outside of course record time. So that's very, very fast. And it was the equivalent of nearly 5 lengths on her closest rival in that race. And as we've seen, this is a dog that's built a really impressive record from the outset. It has 17 starts now, 10 victories as well. So really, really quality dog here from Victor Sultana. He's a fantastic trainer, always finds some good dogs in this one. And it's just a really good race in general here. Once again, there's some good dogs in there, including Let's Win Misha. Gascoigne also won a heat in there. And Orwellian has been thereabouts for a little while. So there's a couple of really good dogs here. This is a Group 3 race, of course, a chance to group prestige, so to speak. 25K to the winner. And, I think we can't possibly go past the $1.60 favourite there in Skywave, Simon.
What about Styles out of box 7 there at $5.50?
Yeah, look, potentially a long odds option there. If you're a bit of a risky puncher, I'd have a look. But I honestly can't see anything other than a Skyway victory here. I think it's got the rail draw. It already proved what it could do in the semi itself when it had the same box draw and nearly broke the course record. So you add all those things up, plus the fact that we've seen it be so impressive over the course of those 17 starts to date. I think it's going to continue doing that. It never gets gun-shy when it comes to these big kind of races. And I think, based on that, and based on the fact that it is another one of those very good quality Victor Sultana trained dogs, we will see it get another win here.
And to finish off, James, you've got some news on the Greyhound Adoption Day.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is the first time this has ever happened, Simon. On Sunday, I mean, I think Tasmania is the only one not doing it on Sunday. I think they're doing it on Saturday, the 28th itself. But on Sunday, we're going to have every Australian state combining for the GAP National Adoption Day. It's the first time this has ever been done. So you've got Greyhound Rehoming Program, Greyhound Adoption Program, and for us, it's Greyhounds as Pets. They're all coming together from all the different states. And on the day, you'll have every state working in harmony to try and rehome as many dogs as possible. We're taking 50 dogs out to Wentworth Park, and that'll be happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, there is parking there. It's going to be a family-friendly event. So if you're just a casual sort of punter and you're a casual greyhound observer and you're thinking, geez, what are they like as pets? Well, they are fantastic pets. They're big couch potatoes. They're pretty lazy. They don't really do much in the day. We've got 50 gorgeous ones going on Sunday itself. So if you've got a bit of spare time, just come down and have a look, and that might just pique your interest a little bit. And if you're really after a dog, well, this is a fantastic time to get one, Simon.
And even better, absolutely. Good on you, James. Good to chat to you. Enjoy the week ahead, and I'll talk to you on Sunday morning for Chasing Rewind.
Absolutely, mate.